Okay, so tonight we're going to do two topics, and this is the first time, I apologize, but this is the first time we're not going to be using sheets, because I want to do a quick, not really quick, but first inyan of discussing the mitzvah of eating matzah on the first night, and if there's a mitzvah to have matzah during the entire Pesach, and then to get a little bit into Haggadah. So I'll start off with a story I told Dr. Lightman already, but I'll share with you again, because it exemplifies some of the priority problems that we have with Pesach. So a gentleman in Meir Sharim, for the first time, was having his whole family over, and the grandkids, the whole Gantz Maisa, and so he decided that he had to see what needs that they needed, and so his wife went into the second bathroom that they never ever used. The toilet seat was from 1963. He says, you know, let's go to the hardware store, get a new toilet seat. So he goes to gets the new toilet seat. He's on the bus in Meir Sharim, and a chassid comes over to him and he says, ah, azai chumrah. That, what a chumrah to have a new toilet seat for Pesach. We thought of a new thing. And we know that when it comes to Pesach, we go kind of crazy about all these different things that we do. Some of them, Baruch Hashem, are halacha, but a lot of it is not halacha. People find themselves in the moods, if I can. Today I got a cleaning, so people think that's a halacha, that you have to have your teeth cleaned before. Maybe it's maybe you could say, but then they go into all these other things. You have to get this, you have to do that, you have to do that, and a lot of it's not related to Pesach, and there for sure you're not mekayim any mitzvah. So to go crazy with cleaning, so okay, you could say that's the mitzvah of tashbisa. But what often happens is that we come into the Seder, and we're so not prepared for the actual Seder itself, and we don't really know the halacha so well, because the wives especially have been busy cleaning and doing all these things, so it's important to understand that what's important about it. Yes, the cleaning is important, but there's also other things that are important. One of the mitzvahs of the night that we have is having matzah. We know that there are the psukim about matzah, shevas yamim, matzah tachelu, another pasuk says sheshish yamim tachelu matzos. And specifically, when we're talking about the night of Pesach, we know the mitzvah of having at least a kezias. It says, the pasuk says in Shemos, what? Be'erev tachul matzos. On Pesach, you have to eat matzos. So the Rambam has an interesting lashon, which the Sid picks up on. The Rambam in Hilchas Chametz and Matzah says as follows. This is in the Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph. Mitzvot asim in HaTorah le'echol matzah b'lel chamisha asar. There's a mitzvot asim in HaTorah to have matzah on the night of the 15th because of the pasuk, as we just quoted, the Erev Tachol matzah. B'chol makom b'chol zman. This applies to everybody. Shema, what would you think? Lo tala achilas b'korban Pesach. You think that we don't have the base of Mikdash. No, you still have to. So mitzvot ne'atzo, mitzvot kol halayla. You could have it the whole day. Abal b'shar ha'regel, achilas matzah rishus. However, the rest of Yontif, it's only rishus. The person doesn't have to. Ratzel echo, matzah, ratzah. Ochel, right? Orez, doichin. If you want to have, he says, if you want to have rice, it's okay. Right, or other things, it's also okay. Klios, peros, fine. Abal b'lev chamishasa bilvad chova. So you really only have to have a kazayas, as the Rambam says. So here's the Rambam is pretty clear that the mitzvah of matzah is one day. What's interesting is, and the Tziv jumps on this and says this is a raya for him, and he says that this is a raya that the Rambam, why did the Rambam, which we know, is very, very careful with the way that he formulates halachas, right? For the Rambam learns, as he says in his Hakdama, a person doesn't need a gemara anymore. He doesn't need a shulchan aruch. You look at me, you'll see Pesach Halacha, and he's very, very careful. So why is the last thing that he writes in the Halacha, Aval, B'lel Chamisha Asar, B'lvad, Chova? That's really the only Chova. So the Nitziv wants to learn that because he put it at the end, the Rambam really meant that it's a mitzvah to have Masa all 7 days. Right? But even more so, he says, maybe the Rambam, you don't want to say that, and the Nitziv is definitely very meticulous to say that the Rambam says, he quotes his Pasuk, the Erev Ta'achu Matzos, that you're supposed to have matzos, not a matzah. I mean, even mainly you would think of Kazayas as one matzah. So what does he say? He says the Erev Ta'achu Matzos means there's a mitzvah to have as many Kazayasim, at least on the Leil Rishon, or in our case, obviously, the second day as well, as many as possible. This is an unbelievable shita that he quotes from the Rambam, meaning to say that every Kazayas of matzah that you have, at least on the 15th at night, you're Makayim another mitzvah at the right, so the Erev Ta'achu Matzos. And this in itself really goes along these lines. Okay, so many.
Why would we make the bracha?
We make the bracha. We're talking about the first night.
Okay, but
every kazayis. So you could say your question is a good question. You can ask about
every day.
Right. Okay, so that we're gonna answer later on about that's a good question. The question would be if we're going to say that there's a mitzvah to have it the rest of the night, then why don't we say a bracha? So we'll answer that. Let's keep on the first day. So because of this psak, that people believe that the mitzvah is to have people try to have as many kazaysim. As we know, unfortunately, we kind of gear up for the most important part of the Seder, which is what? The meal, right? And that's the most important part. But there's many stories told about Gedolim, but when it came to the meal, their main meal was as many kazaysim as they could have, and then they benched, and that was it. And in fact, so much so, that there was a prevalent shita, that probably most people don't follow, but it's a shita that's out there. I never knew about this. And the shita is as follows, that people do not have matzah balls. So we know the matzah ball problem. So people don't have matzah balls, i.e., matzah meal, the brachs, they don't have it all. The chassidim, right? They don't have it the all. But there are people, the dafka on the night of, the first two nights of Pesach, do not have matzah balls. And it happens to be that some people say that the dafka matzah balls one. So what's the reason? Because the reason is, the Gemara tells us that you can only be yotze the kazayis matzah on what? On matzah or lechem oni, not matzah ashira. So we don't have matzah ashira, egg matzah. But the truth is that we call, that's in Eretz Yisrael, they don't use the word, gebrach. They don't know what you're talking about. If you say, is this restaurant you hold from gebrach? They'll probably say, yeah, no problem. And basically, so what do they call matzah ashira? We interpret matzah ashira as egg matzah, but really what it means is matzah that's mixed with water, right? So we hold that that's okay. So there are people who the night, they don't. What's the reason? Because they say there's a mitzvah to have as many kazaysim. But are you going to tell me that you can't have soup? Of course you can have soup. You're going to tell me you can't have the gefilte fish? Of course you can have gefilte fish. Of course you can have meat. But you're going to slap in the face, you're going to have a matzah ball. You're going to show that I'm not having kazayas. This is the anti-kazayas, right? This is what you're not allowed to have the kazayas. That's a problem. And that's what people have that shita. Many don't follow this, but just be aware. So basically we see, according to this, one very small sheet in the Rambam, according to the Siv, the night of Pesach, a person has to have as much matzah as mekayim mitzvah. Okay. So, we move on from there to see what is the mitzvah of all the days of Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses, it's not discussed in the Shulchan Aruch at all, in the Siman Tuf Ayin Hay, the Mishnah Berurah discusses very briefly the inyan of having matzah the whole Pesach. He says as follows. He says that the halacha is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Ein chiyuv b'chilas matzah lebelel rishon bilvad. So he quotes that there's no mitzvah, only the mitzvah is bilel rishon. And so the Mishnah Berurah says el b'yom rishon d'schil be'ero tochlu matzos. Aval shark kol halayla hayom einu mizahir ella shalol echol chametz. Right, that's the important part. Not to have chametz. V'yatsa mechayv leechol pas b'yomtiv. We know that you have to have pas on yomtiv. The next day you're gonna have to have pas. Shabbos you're gonna have to have pas. Right. So obviously you're gonna have to have matzah. Except what does the Mishnah Berurah say? But as we pointed out, yochol latzeis b'matzah shira. Really, lahalacha you could be yotzei with matzah shira. The hainu, shenil shall be made peiros, that you can really have. So we're super, super machmers. We know when it comes to Pesach, we're very, very careful. But the truth is, if you're Svardi, that's not really such a good shita, because the Svardim, by egg matzah, they don't make hamotzi ever on egg matzah. Right? It reminds me, my mother used to be principal of a school, and in the school, there was a lot of Svardim in the school, and they had the model seder. So at the model seder, they happened to have egg matzah. One of the reasons why they had egg matzah, the model seder was a few days before Pesach. And we know that people have the minhag not to have matzah before. People say with egg matzah is a little bit better. So she thought it would be smart to have egg matzah. So this one kid who was the son of the rabbi of the Sephardic shul in the community, he said, I am not going up and washing. A little kid, like how many, 6 years old. He says, I am not washing. She says, a matzah seder. It's not. She says, no, you don't wash an egg matzah. My mother never heard of this. She calls me up on the phone and she says, egg matzah, you don't wash on? I go, he's a Sephardi kid, yeah. Sephardi kid, right? So they've taken it somewhat to the extreme. There's some Sephardi poskim, I don't know how many, that say you don't wash on bagels, you don't wash if the bagel has raisins in it because it's more of a pasta. It's possible. this would go along the lines of what we hold, the Svarim hold this, by the way, by there's a really a suffix. So they hold that, I think a Reven Chala, I think they do make a Hamotzi, but they say you can't use it for Lecha Mishnah. Because by Lecha Mishnah, you have to be as machmir as possible. It has to be mamish pas. This is why many have had problems with, I remember of Aaron, when we told him about this invention of something called the Chalcha Chim Chala, he says, okay, maybe you can make Hamotzi on it. I'm not even sure if you can make Hamotzi on it, but you can't use it for Lecha Mishnah. It's awesome. Because that is not what we consider, that's not the highest form of what pure bread is. And that's why Svardim hold, at least from what I know, many the halakha for them is, they don't even have an egg challah. For them, egg challah is also a problem.
I think it is, though. If
they
think it's cake?
Yes, yeah, more cake. If you've ever had some sort...
Wasn't there a whole controversy about Mizonos bread?
Yeah.
So
that's the problem. So the point is as follows, a good point. So the Mizonos bread, what do? They put in... the dafka, they put in either egg, or they put in apple juice. They put in apple juice to sweeten it, so that it's more like, let's say, a croissant. So croissant, everybody's going to say. But that's a little bit different, because croissant is not a sur sapas. Everybody knows. But when you go on the plane, and they said this is exactly like a roll, so we hold your watch on it, because we have a concept in halacha called pasta baba kisnim, that really, if you're going to sit down for a meal, and you're going to have rugelach as your meal, the truth is, that's the whole pizza controversy. There's really no controversy behind pizza, washing pizza. Because the truth is that if you're sitting down for lunch, and you're having a slice, certainly two slices of pizza, you're going to wash anyway. Because you're kovei asuda. Not many people, there are people, but there aren't many people that have one slice of pizza just as a snack at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Some people do, yeah. So that would be why people say one slice of mizonos, two slices, why? Because even though it's not tsuras hapat, that's you're being kovei asuda. And therefore, when you're on the plane, you're being kovei asuda. You're having they're not coming around with a snack. It happens to be at some point they do that. They come around with a snack and they give you a deli sandwich. But so that was a problem. So fine. So he says you could really be yotzi with matzah ashira. This is the Mishnah Berurah talking. And therefore, so he holds very, very clear only b'lal rishon. When mishum speak of the yoma chayv, as we know, okay, 2 days. But Elvad, listen to this. Ubishem hagra kasu the alkol panim mitzvah ika leechol masa kol shiva el she'enu chiyuv. That he says this. And in fact, the Maaser Rav, quoted, it's not in the regular Gra on the Shulchan Aruch, says that there's a mitzvah to have all the 7 days as much masa as possible. With every kezayis that you have more of a mitzvah. You mekayim more of a mitzvah. So the question is this so? So, no, so that's the first point. That's right. So some people can't have masa. So okay, we know the first day kazayas, that's all you have to have, right? So we go to such extremes that a person who's very old, they let them grind it up, let them put it in water. So we know that there's certainly it's not you can't say that if you're not it's not a kiyumase if you don't have time that you're. So we'll see what different poskim have to say. So the mechilta happens to bring these two psukim, and he says the pasuk says shavus yomim masa tarfelu sheishus yomim tarfel matzos. Why there are two psukim? To show that shivas yamim, a person should eat matzos, so it doesn't mean that you have to have matzos. It's only the first day. This is what the Mechilta says. It's interesting that many have questioned the Mechilta, because apparently people can't find this Mechilta written. So there are those that say there's no such thing as the Mechilta. But fine, we saw that clearly the Mishnah Berurah holds this way. So the question would be then, your question that you asked, why then there's no bracha? We know that when it comes to sukkah, there's a bracha. Every time you go into the sukkah differently. So we used to make a separate bracha. There's a bracha on sukkah. On Chol HaMoed, there's no mitzvah, you don't have to, right? Even in Sukkah, so what are you going to say by Sukkah? Sukkah is even different, because by Sukkah, there's definitely no Chiyah, because a person could be smart, not smart, but a person could avoid the Halakha by having a steak every day, by having something that's not, you don't have to wash on. You don't have the same Mizonos on. So what's the answer? So, Rav Zrachya Halevi, Rishon, commentating on the Gemara in Pesachim, says, Sukkah is different. Sukkah is different because why? Because we know that the real mitzvah is you have to sleep in the sukkah, and there's no way, because it's a 8-day holiday, 7-day holiday, there's no way you'll go 3 days without having to sleep. It's impossible for a human being, and therefore, they instituted a bracha knowing that at least one night you would have to sleep in the sukkah. So obviously, as I'm sure you get from this, many people jump on this and say, it's a little bit far-fetched to say that. So, others have commented and said, but really, you can go all yontif on Pesach with having peiros, right? Well, on Chol HaMoed. So the machlokes is really a chiyuv suda. Okay, so maybe there's a chiyuv suda. It's not necessarily true. So if there's no chiyuv suda on Chol HaMoed, certainly there's no chiyuv suda to have at breakfast. So I can go with Peirus the whole time. So why should I? Then maybe that's the reason you should make a bracha. So the interesting thing is that the Magen Avraham happens to quote in the name of the Maharil that he says that there's just a technical reason why, but you're right. You really should make a bracha on the mitzvah of every kezayis that you have. Alechilas masa. We don't do it, and he brings it some technical reasons why, but it's the same thing like sukkah. And in fact, there is a machlokes, I wasn't aware of this, there is a machlokes that there are a number of poskim who say that you should make a bracha. This is quoted in the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer quotes the Shita, and he quotes a number of svarim that I never heard of before, that say that a bracha, the Sefer Yochel Lev, and that he says, and he quotes in the name of some poskim, that why shouldn't you make a bracha? Of course you should make the bracha of Alechilas. We don't pass on like this. Clearly, Suffolk bracha is lahakel. But that's one of the reasons. But you see, that's actually an Indian that you might have to. In fact, the Nemuke Yosef is quoted that we know that there's a mitzvah all 7 days to not have what? Not have chametz, but to go as far as to say not to have, that you have to have matzah. Why can't I have peiros? Right? So he says that's not the mitzvah of that. The Targum Yonasan also says this. And, so the Rav Sternbach questions that he thinks he sees this in the Rambam, that the Rambam would be soimich on this shita of saying that maybe there's an extra mitzvah to have the entire yontif, the entire Pesach, all the 8 days to have it, but he's not so sure about that either. Then he says that it's possible that the reason why we don't say a bracha is because this is a mitzvah. Is not a chova. The mitzvah is not a chova on us, right? It's not like a mitzvah of, I want to have a good steak now. So I have a chova to do shechita with a bracha. That's a chova. But this is a mitzvah kiyumis, right? To be mekayim the mitzvah, so he says that it's different. It's not like it. And of course he quotes what we quoted a few weeks ago, the mitzvah of running after mitzvahs. We said 2 weeks ago about looking for chametz, so we quoted the different shitas. And one of the shitas that we negated was, we said, I think the Avnei Nezer, who said, you can't tell me that you have to run after Tashbisu, meaning that I have to, on Erev Pesach, run and make my house dirty with chametz so I can find chametz. That was the thing about the 10 pieces, is that what he was saying? But the Avnei Nezer said, what are you going to say over here? You're going to tell me that I have to run after the mitzvah? What's your raya? We said the raya is menachos, by tzitzis. By tzitzis, we learn that people run after tzitzis, even though there's no such thing as Arba Kantos V'Gadim anymore. So we do tzitzis anyway. Why? He said that was a special by tzitzis to run after. It doesn't say that by other mitzvahs. However, the truth is that it says in the Gemara in Sota, in Daf Yadalat Amid Beis, about Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life, that he said to the Ribbono Shalom, I want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Kumis. And everybody jumps on it. I think the Mefes Chiyur says over there. He says, what do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't have to do the mitzvahs, but Moshe wanted to do the mitzvahs Fluyos Ba'aretz so badly. And in fact, he adds a little bit to this, and he says that Badafka, what did he want to do? He said, what mitzvah suyas barat? Le'echol mipriyah, muspo mituvah. That when it comes to achila, this is kind of a funny thing, but he didn't mean it in a funny way, when it comes to achila, then we definitely run after mitzvahs. To eat a little extra, nobody's going to care to eat a little bit extra. So he wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah, so he can have the payments of Eretz Yisrael, so he can do the trumas, so he can do the mitzvahs, so he can do all those different things. Okay. So the truth is that it's difficult to say, this is the second thing that Rav Sternbach says, still this would be difficult too, to say we have to run after mitzvahs, therefore we run after, even though there's no chiyuv, maybe that chiyuv is even on a higher level during the 7 days of Pesach in a way, because we don't have to do it, we should run after to do it. But to say he's a chova, probably not. The last thing he brings is the Tosfos. The Tosfos we actually mentioned many, many months ago when we were talking about tefillin l'chol hamoed. So he said that the Tosfos says in Moed Katan Daf Yotes, why is a person not chayav to wear tefillin during Shabbos and Yontif? So he says that by Shabbos is an os. The os is the os of Shabbos, right? And when you have two osios, so you don't have to wear tefillin. So then we said, what about Yontif? What's the os of Yontif? So he said the os of Yontif was the Isra Malacha. It's not the same as Shabbos, it's Isra Malacha. So then we questioned whether or not, Tosfos says this, whether or not there's an Isra Malacha on Chol Hamoed. And if that Isra Malacha is on the same category of Yontif, certainly not. It's a degradation of it, and possibly even a Midrabanan. And therefore, we need a reason why, or those that don't wear tefillin need a reason why they don't wear tefillin. What's the os? So Tosfos' famous shita is, the os is the mitzvahs of the day. During Sukkot, you have to sit in the sukkah, you have to shake a lulav. And therefore, that's the oath of the day. If I can say even further, there's something to concentrate on. When there's something that you have to concentrate on during the day, we shouldn't be bothered, quote-unquote, with tefillin, because you need to concentrate on the mitzvahs of the day, right? By Shabbos, for example. So you're going to tell me I'm supposed to concentrate on the 39 malachas, so I'm not doing malacha, on this being a day of rest, now I'm going to start putting tefillin on, I need my head clear. So the question becomes then, what's the oath on Pesach? So Tosfos says, what's the oath on Pesach? Matzah. I have a mitzvah, the whole 8 days of Pesach, to eat matzah. I'm bothered with that thing, I can't put tefillin on. The only problem with this is that almost everybody disagrees. All the Rishonim, Achorinim say, number one, Tosfos didn't necessarily mean this. What he meant is, what does it say? I'm not allowed to have chametz. So the mitzvah of not eating chametz, that is something that is an oath not to have chametz, and that's what he meant. So really, all the rise that he brought, trying to explain why the Gra says this, as we pointed out, Rav Shurmach is related to the Gra, we learned by the Brisker Rav, but he's not so sure. He said, but listen, even if we can't say it's a mitzvah, like the Gra says, so what? So we should be mahadir, and we should have it, we should have, be careful to have it, all of our meals should involve washing. If one can do that, certainly a person should do that. And clearly nowadays, there probably is a certainly, not a mitzvah, let's say, but a very minhag tov, and a mig yisrael, of having at least one suda on Chol HaMoed. So if it's not going to be breakfast, maybe you don't have to wash for breakfast, but lunch or dinner, so a person should wash anyway. The last thing is, this is an unbelievable thing, I never knew this before, something that's quoted in the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer is a tshuva, it's actually, it's in Chelet Yid Gimel, Simon Samach Hei. He first had a tshuva before, which apparently people jumped on. He brings a shita that there are people who do not only eat matzah the first night of Pesach, and the second night in the Chutz La'aretz, and that's it. Why? Because nowadays the way matzah is made is factory style, even shmurah matzah, right? There's a whole machloikis about machine matzah, as we know. And so Rav Shlomo Zalman Avraham, I remember, came out with Pesach, and he said the truth is, machine matzah is probably better than hand matzah. Why? Because hand matzah is a human. A human makes much more mistakes. And nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we're a wealthier society, and we have pounds and pounds, thousands of pounds of matzah. They need to really start get going on the matzahs. So, memela, they're going to make a mistake. So because of that, memela, they're going to make a mistake. Memela, that mistake is in my piece of matzah, and therefore I have a mitzvah midoraisa to have it the first night, but that's it. I'm not going to have the rest again. To the point that, unbelievable, they wouldn't even have, these people would not have on Yontif, meaning the second day of the Yom Tov, and on Shabbos, they wouldn't even have then. Mamela, they wouldn't be Mekadosh, they would have the wine. So, he
used for
the Lachamishna? I don't know. I can't think of anything they could use for Lachamishna, because Mamela, they didn't have matzah meal, because they don't hold for matzah. So they didn't have Lachamishna. So first of all, he says he wants to now solidify, when he quoted in Chelek Yud, that this Shita makes no sense. So he wants to again quote the Shita and explain why it's a big problem. And he uses the Lashon of the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, what does the Gemara in Shabbos say? Kuf Chav Tes says as follows. That the Minhag Chasidus ain't Ruach Chacham Menucha Mihem. That there are certain times where we say that you take upon yourself a Minhag, that's not a Minhag, right? Min Yisrael Kedinhu, but Minhag Tos is nothing. And this is what he thinks it is. They're not happy, right? We said last week about, I forgot who it was, maybe the Magen Avraham, quoted about fasting, that everybody's knowing on a siyum. So he said, if the Chacham knew what you were doing, and you were having the siyum and making a joke out of it, ain't Ruach Chacham Anoicha. This comes from the Gemara in Shabbos. So he says, what are they doing? It doesn't make any sense. And he quotes a sefer called the Nemukei Or HaChayim, who says, Ra'alav, that these people are evil, Hamaisa She'osim, and he says, and if they really think it's a problem, they shouldn't have matzah the first night of Pesach. Okay, so that you're going to say it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, they have no choice, in Breira. But then he says, what about Shabbos and Yontif? You're not going to want, let's say you have Suda, you have, doesn't make any sense. He quotes from Chaim Pelagi, who also says, this is a Chashash Rachok, It's a miyot, you know, how, he says, come on. He's already saying it's a miyot, the miyot, to say by Gebrox, that it's going to turn into, now you're going to say that this one is going to be the exact piece, the one out of 100,000 pieces that are coming, come on, that's really pushing it. And so he quotes, the only thing that bothers him is, in a sefer, he saw that they quote the following thing. He says that in this sefer, Yofel Lelev, so he brings this following thing that he heard someone say, he quotes it, and he says as follows. Bilvad yesh mihem shenochel lidrosh aleihem l'shabeach umihem l'genai u'mitzvos bekavana tchuyas milsa. So he says, what's the minhag? Lehevdel ben achilas matzah that hamyuchavis ben achilas harishus lehotzi. So he quotes that this is a minhag that people do to make the hevdel. So he says that this is talking about that there are people who only have it the first 2 days, and he doesn't. He says that this isn't a problem, and he says, "Oysom ha'anashim heim shebito oned yanta." They're mevatel oned yanta by not having lecha mishnah. Bechozos yofa heim osim. He doesn't understand why this is so, and he says, "I don't understand what they're getting out here." And he quotes at the end. He says, "Okay, so he tries to bring raya for why it's even a mitzvah." Forget about it, you should have it, but it's a mitzvah. He says, okay, fine, you know what, I can't tell you that it's a mitzvah to have matzah all 7 days, however, a person should do it. And I'm not going to tell you there's a bracha you should make on it, there's a chashash bracha of atola, so we don't make a bracha on it, but a person's chomoy, have kezayis matzah. Shema, it's every kezayis you have is a mitzvah, why would you run after doing this mitzvah? So we see it from machlokas. The melo, how do we paskin nowadays, it's difficult to say, because practically, I don't know if there's so many practical ramifications on it. Because really, that's what we should try to do. We should know that there's a gra out there, and the gra says that a person should be mahadir in every kezayit that they have. And it works nicely for us. We should hold like the gra, so we can get even more mitzvahs. Every kezayit that we have is tantamount to doing another mitzvah, probably a mitzvah midaraisa, of being mekayim a mitzvah of sheisha shomim tachlum matzos. Okay. Right. You're saying that they saw right, they used to do it. Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense.
I think they felt that these people they can't be relied upon, that just meant, I don't know.
They're saying I can't be relied upon.
And apparently it was a very old minhag that was established, so no, it's a good point, you're right. Okay. So let's do a little Haggadah. So let me give a few vorts. The first vort, these are the best ones that I have, so hopefully you like them. The first one I think is great. So basically what I've done is I've taken, you'll see through it, different things I've heard from different people and put them into one vort. So Rav Meir Goldbach asks, it's quite interesting, the Jewish people are not big necessarily on starting with songs. So we start with the whole Haggadah starts with Kadesh. Everybody does this. Kadesh or Shad. First of all, why do we do the Simonim the Haggadah? We're so inept that we don't know what the Simonim, we know what it is already. We know how long it is. So why is it? So he says, how many Simonim are there in the Haggadah? 15, right? Kadesh, Urchat, Kavras, Yachat, Magid, Rasa, Motzi, Matzah is one. Amar, Korach, Shulchan, Orach, Sakun, Baruch, Adonai. Okay. So there are 15. What does 15 symbolize? 15 symbolizes the word of Hashem. Yud He. Yah. The Shem Hashem. And the Rav Goldbach says that what's unique about this Yud and He, he says that the uniqueness is the Yud, when you put Yud like Yihyeh in front of something, right, that connotes the future. And the He, like Haya, is the other, is the past. And that's what a person has to do, take the future and the past and bring them together. That's what the holiday of Pesach is about. That you take the future and the past, what happened that we left Mitzrayim, right, and the future, in Mirtz Hashem, the Geula, and we're supposed to take those together. And that's why, what do we say in the Haggadah? We say this every time we say Hallel. Min HaMetzar, from the death, Karasi Yah. That this is the chibur of the two things, of Min HaMetzar, Karasi Yah, of the Yud and the Hay. Of this idea of bringing together the most important things, the future, the past and the future. And that's the whole idea behind the Haggadah, is that we're remembering what happened in Mitzrayim, we're remembering we're slaves, to the point that the Svardim are no egg, that they dress up like slaves, and that people hit them like they were slaves, and they put the... everything like that, so the person remembers. But what's the point of it? To take it with you in the future. To take the Haggadah, to take the hay of the past and bring it into the future. So that's the point that he brings. And he says, right, and this is really the whole idea of Sipur Yisrael Shoshayim to the children, is that this is what we have to teach the children. We have to teach the children this very important idea. We can't forget about what happened in the past, right? There's other religions, that's what they believe. Forget about it. What happened in the past? And it should take you in the future to realize who we are. We are the Am Nivchar. So, if I could just add quickly on this, I think if we can say that, we know we left out one thing, right? We have the future, the past, what about the present? So I think that that's something that we do not focus on until the last days. The last days, really, we think there's no oath of the last days, but what's the last days of Pesach for? We remember the getting out of Mitzrayim, and specifically, Kriyas Yamsuf. So by Kriyas Yamsuf, I think we might have said this before, by Kriyas Yamsuf, what does it say? What does it say in Kriyas Yamsuf? Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed. So I quoted before the name of the Rosh Kol in the Mir Yeshiva, Rabbi Ellinger. So Rabbi Ellinger says as follows, a beautiful word. He says, why did they say Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed? Hashem will reign forever, meaning the future. Why don't they say Hashem Melech? Hashem is king now. We saw unbelievable. We know Ben Buzi, that he didn't even see what the Shivcha saw. So how can it be? So he quotes that I think the Gemara says, the Mechilta says this, that is what they lacked. Even when they saw the Yamsuf split, they still didn't recognize Hashem in the present. Right? And he says, this is the mentality of most people. Most Jewish people, forget about religious, not religious, if you ask them, do you believe that there was an Abraham, there was an Isaac, there was a Jacob? They believe in that. That's not a stira. And even more, some of them will also believe, do you believe in Messiah? Yeah, I believe in Messiah. But do you believe in Hashem today, in the present? I'm not so sure about that. And that is obviously Bechlal. That's what our problem is. We wouldn't do Averus if we believe Hashem was in the present. In fact, the Rambam says in the introduction to the Yad Chazaka, he says a very interesting thing. He says, if you notice, the mentality of a person is, when he's talking to the other person, he's not listening to what the person says because he really cares. Because what does he want to do? He wants to chop him up, meaning what? You tell me that you had a great vacation this year. Oh, you're not going to believe what I did on my vacation. So you're listening to it so you can say what? You think that was a vacation? Oh, I have a vacation. You should hear what I did. That you're always looking to the future. You don't even listen to the present. You're not listening to what the person's saying because Shemi, you want to chop him up and say, right? And he says this is a problem. The person has to be careful in a chavrusa not to do this. Right? They said that Nebuch we're going to be commemorating in a week from now, by Sviras Omer, when the students of Rabbi Akiva died, what does it say by the students of Rabbi Akiva? How many people died? Shtei Zugos of 24,000. So why doesn't it say 48,000 people died? Because the Chavrusas were not Zugos. Why? They weren't Chavrusas. Why? They didn't learn together. They learned only to tell the other person, he would listen to what the person said, so that he can say, you're an idiot. What you said makes absolutely no sense. What about the Rambam? What about... They were always living in the future. And the last days of Pesach, we have to concentrate on really what we have to take, the Yud, the Hey, everything together, and basically say, we need to live in the present. If we live in the present, we won't do Averus. We'll realize that Hashem Hu Elokim, and there'll be no problems. So, with this idea, we know that we start the Seder with a very important part, and that is the Halach Manya. And the Halach Manya, what do we say? So the first thing that Rav Golik has always brought in is the famous Yalkut Shimoni. Why do we start with Halach Manya? Why do we invite people to the Seder? Why do we invite B'davka poor people to the Seder? And what is the connection between inviting poor people to the Seder and Lashon Haba Da'ar to Yisrael? What's going on here? So he brings Yalkut Shimoni in Eicha that says, Nachal Yehuda Me'oni, that why was the Golus Yushalayim was because of two things. Al She'achlu Chametz B'Pesach, because people used to eat Chametz on Pesach. Dichtiv, as the Pasuk says, Lechem Oni. Davar Acher. The other reason is that they used to make fun of the people that were poor and they wouldn't help them. And these two things, that if a person does these two things, he immediately is zoicha to Mashiach. And that's the way we misakin the golos of Yehuda. And therefore, that's exactly what we do. Halach Manu, Dechal Yavasanya, we say that we used to be, right? We have the matzah and we invite people to the Seder. Why? The Belzer Rebbe says the following thing. He says that, what do we say? The Tzion the Mishpat Yipada, that with staka, Mashiach is going to come. We invite people to the Seder to say, we want Mashiach to come. What's going to redeem the Arad? Two things are going to bring the Arad Yisrael, the Shana above Arad Israel. Mashiach is going to come through us, by staka, meaning inviting people to the Seder. And number two is through having the matzah, being mesakein, the Avera of Nachal Yehuda, of being thrown out of Yerushalayim. To this idea, interesting, of Badafka, why we talk about the poor people, inviting the poor people, the other stuff is that a person can do. So Rav Chaim Cohen, the former Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva Gadol of Tinek, so he quotes the Maharal, and he says that the Maharal says, this is not referring to a poor person as we might think of it, oh, a Nebuch poor person. We should be the poor people that we're talking about here. For a poor person is somebody who has absolutely nothing physical that he relies upon, right? He has no food, he has nothing. He doesn't have a TV in his house, he doesn't have a car, he has nothing. And this is the relationship that we want with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is why we bring it into the Seder. That's the first thing that we say. That we say to Hashem, Halachmanya is what? We say, listen, we want to be poor people. We want to have the relationship of a son to a father. We want to have this relationship of straightness, of no chimutz, right? The 18 minutes, the old idea of the fermentation. Right, the second that the dough ferments, so that's not a clear relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that is the whole idea. While we do this tashbisa, we search through everything for the chametz. Right, we said the chametz is like a averus, right, and we get one all the averus to get rid of. But where do we want? We want that clear relationship with Hashem, that one-on-one relationship, and that's a relationship of lechem oni. That's a relationship with the poor person, having only spiritual needs with Hashem, nothing physical. And that's one of the ideas. Second idea, which I've always enjoyed, is just a very cute little vort that I heard from Harav Darmoni. Harav Darmoni is the Aram, I don't know what, in Yeshiva HaKotel. Rosh Yeshiva, okay. And he says also I'm sure he teaches in the Yeshivas in Tiv Aryeh. So he says as follows. It's beautiful. The Maisa is told, the Maisa of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Talcon, Shayim Mesum, Vnei Brak. Right? Says, why do these Rabbanim, why do they quote these Rabbanim? Listen to this. The Gemara says, let's start with Rabbi Elaz. First of all, let me start off by saying that the Midrash tells us, the Midrash Rabbah on Shmos says, as we know, who did not have anything to do with the Shibud Mitzrayim was the Kohanim and Levim, right? They were exempt from labor in Mitzrayim. So according to that, Rabbi Elazar, he was a Kohen. Right? The Yerushalmi says this in Sota. The Gemara says this in Brachos. The Yerushalmi says that he was a Kohen. Rabbi Yehoshua was a Levi. The Gemara in Erechon says this. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says this. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was, number one, a Kohen, and number two, is a Nasi, which we'll see in a second. Rabbi Akiva, where was Rabbi Akiva? He came from Gerim. And Rabbi Tarfon was also a Kohen. So what's the Zaf? These were all people who their chiyuv of telling over the story, the Maisa of Pesach, was not as strong as a regular Yisrael. They didn't have the work that we had. And their telling over the story as a Kohen and as a Levi, as a Ger, was on a different level. So the Kal v'chomer, they were telling the whole story until the morning, until the students came in and said, what is going on here? Wake up! And why is that? Because of this exact idea, that these were on such a high level, they realized, yes, we're Kohanim, our forefathers, they didn't have Shibud, they weren't slaves, but we're still going to tell the story. Kal v'chomer, many of us who are Yisraelim, who are Chayim, we have to tell the story. This happens to our great-great-grandfathers, and to them it didn't happen, so fine. So that's the idea. Last idea, very nice idea as well, is the idea of, the famous idea of what we say in the Haggadah. Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo sarif, ani v'lo ashuret. Who gave us out? Ani Hashem, ani hu v'lo acher. That Hashem himself sent us out of Mitzrayim. So, the idea of really also b'chodu v'atzmo, that Hashem himself, there was no intermediary when it came to letting us out of Mitzrayim. So this is a realization that a person has to have, that when it comes to Yitzias Mitzrayim, specifically Yitzias Mitzrayim, it was only him. To the point that the person who's probably the integral part of the story of Mitzrayim is not even mentioned in the Haggadah. Who is that? Moshe Rabbeinu. Where is Moshe in the Haggadah? How can it not be that Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned in the Haggadah? He's the man. How is he not mentioned? The truth is, many people say this word over and say, how come he's not mentioned? It's not true. He's mentioned once in the Haggadah. Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Abdo. That's the only time he's mentioned. That is the way that Moshe Rabbeinu wants to be remembered. As an Eved Hashem. To understand that it's just the people, that the Mitzrayim, the Geula that we receive in Mitzrayim was only Hashem. It wasn't Moshe. Moshe was just an Eved Hashem. He always worked with Hashem. In fact, what's the last words of Moshe Rabbeinu? When Moshe died, what does it say? Vayam Hashem, Moshe Eved Hashem. That's the way he wanted to be remembered. As an Eved Hashem. That's what Moshe's, that's the way he wanted to be remembered. He wanted the Webster's Dictionary to be opened up to Eved Hashem, his picture to be there. If this is the idea behind the Haggadah, one of the important ideas, that Hashem Be'atzmo left without a Mitzrayim, so this explains where Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said, why does the Rambam use the Lashon Chayav Adam L'Haris as Atzmo Ki Ilu Hu Be'atzmo Yosem Mitzrayim, that he himself left Mitzrayim. So he says, why does he use the Lashon, we have to see ourselves as people who left Mitzrayim. Why doesn't it say, as the slaves? Isn't that the whole idea? The slaves of Mitzrayim? He says, no, because of the Hakaras HaTov aspect. We need to have untainted Hakaras HaTov. Because if the whole idea of the Haggadah is to remember what? Is to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. I'm sorry, Yeshivut Mitzrayim, being slaves of Mitzrayim. What are we going to say? You know what? It wasn't so bad. Paro, he let us Shabbos. He let us Shabbos a little bit. He let us Shpatzir. The Kohen and Levim didn't have to do work. All of a sudden, you're going to bring a third party into this. Maybe even Moshe, but Paro. And therefore, the Rambam says, you have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is the Hallel Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Hakaras HaTov is to Hashem only. And therefore, in order to thank Hashem, we don't thank Paro, we don't thank Moshe. It's Hashem Himself. And therefore, that is why the Gemara tells us the following thing. When Hashem does Nisim for Klal Yisrael, generally, the Nisim are minimized. He does it on the lowest level. For example, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was starving, right? He was in the cave. So what did Hashem give him? Carrots. No, we couldn't bring him a steak. Couldn't bring him something. No. Because we believe that is on the lowest level, that Hashem doesn't want to publicize Nisim. So that doesn't make sense according to what I'm saying. Because we learn, the Haggadah says, not only did Hashem do the Nisim of the Eser Machlis, which clearly he didn't have to do Eser, he could have done one, but what does it say? He really did a lot more. Hamishim, where we read in the Haggadah, he did a lot of miracles. So why is this? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says as follows. Because in order for Bnei Yisrael to recognize and believe in Hashem, to have that Amunah, every single one of these Nisim were necessary to realize the Yichud Hashem, to realize that Hashem, to have this complete Amunah in Hashem. And therefore, that's why on Yom Tov there were 50 Nisim that were done. And that's what the whole idea is. The idea is that Bnei Yisrael, to become to Matan Torah, Peh El Peh, has to have complete Amunah. Hashem is not going to accept Bnei Yisrael as the Am Nifchar, to accept the Torah, if they don't believe in Amunah Hashem 100%. And that's possibly why we start off the Haggadah by remembering the 15 Simonim, the Yud of Nehe. We start off the first days of Pesach saying, okay, we have to realize that Hashem was the God, the Amunah, that He was the God in the past, and that He is the God in the future. But then at the end of Pesach, and maybe even through Sfiras HaOmer, what do we concentrate on? The Yichud Hashem now. That Hashem, because if we want to accept the Torah again, i.e. if we want Mashiach again, if we want the Geula Shlema, it has to be through us accepting Hashem in the present. Through realizing the Amunas Hashem, that everything Hashem controls. And that's the reason why we commemorate Yitzias Mitzrayim this way. Yitzias Mitzrayim, as Rav Aaron said. Not Shibud Mitzrayim. That's the important part. And that's the idea of counting down, this idea of Sfiras HaOmer. We count down to Sfiras HaOmer, to Matan Torah, to prepare ourselves, right? Even the Gra has the Nusach of the, some people don't say the Hini Muchan, but afterwards, Latahar, to be Matahar, every day is a different strength, Gevurah, Shavuot, all these things. Why? Every single day, to prepare us for this Yichud Hashem, for this Emunah. And that's the true way that we're going to be zoicha to the binyan based on English, Meher Yameinu, is through realizing Amunas Hashem. Chag Kosher V'Sameach to everybody should be a, as opposed to other Chagim that we just say Chag Sameach, this is important to be kosher as well. Kosher mitzad, physically, that we should have food that's kosher, but also spiritually, that it should be Chag Kosher V'Sameach, that we should have a good spiritual uplifting Yontov.